usually during these bands, I like to talk about stuff we like, our, you know, our favorite this, you know, with things that we're interested here or there or whatever. I want to completely flip the script on you guys today. I want to know, what's some shit that you irrationally dislike? Like, is it you don't really have a good reason for it?
Is there younger something generation that Honda drivers?
motherfucker, where you talk about Hondas, all right?
Honda drivers. That's a weird one.
I literally picked a car brand at random.
I support John on the Honda drivers because...
Well, fuck you, Timmy.
John is now an official Honda hater.
Yeah, Honda hater. I'm never inviting you to my Honda days celebrations ever.
And Tim as well, apparently. So
I've just had a couple of rocky experiences with Honda drivers recently. Usually it's the luxury car folks, but man, there is a CRV that just like ground my gears. Like, it has a weird bumper sticker and it was very pass aggressive, and then it was like, if you're passing me on the right, you're an asshole. And I'm like, okay.
How do we all feel on bumper stickers? Are you all bumper sticker people?
I
like
don't
the goofy
care
bumper
enough.
Stickers. Would you like cover the back of your car on bumper stickers and like
to be funny. I mean, they have to be funny.
My very first car, yeah. Now it's just on both of my cars, I have Star Wars stickers, so you see where I've landed on that.
I used to have a bumper sticker like on my very first car. No, second car technically. I got it from a con. It wasn't supposed to be for a bumper, so it just kind of wore away.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly.
It's supposed to be for like your journal.
Like, yeah, or like a water bottle.
Something not exposed to the elements all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I fuck my water bottles up. Like, whenever I put stickers on them, they always get fucked up, so I just stopped doing that. I hate whistling.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever put a bumper sticker on one of my cars.
Wait.
Wow.
Wait. I want to go back to Kelly. Kelly, you hate whistling?
I hate whistling.
Absolutely. It's a surefire way I know to annoy Kelly. I like whistling a lot.
Absolutely hate whistling. I have zero reason for it. You know, when I was initially dating Tim's sister, Rebecca, my now wife, your mom used to whistle around the house all the fucking time. But I like couldn't tell your mom to stop whistling. So I would
right? Yeah.
I'd just come to your house and your mom would start like coming out and she'd clean and like whistle the whole time. I mean, your mom's a really good loud whistler.
Right. Yeah. She's good, yeah.
And I would like leave. I'd be like, I'm going. I can't listen to your mom whistle all day.
So wait, if we were ever hanging out and you just disappeared, Kel, like that was what it was. You just
it's a surefire way to get me to stop hanging out with you.
Whistling. That's a fun one. That's an interesting thing to just hate for no reason.
Yeah, hate it. I can't tell you why I hate it. Just don't like it.
Right, yeah.
Grabs my gears.
That's the perfect thing. It's just like something you just fucking hate for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I realized I failed the assignment because the thing that I was going to talk about, it was something I hate for a very good reason. Uh-huh. But I'll tell you anyways.
Okay.
Tim just wants to hate on this fucking thing.
Right. My thing was also something that I hate for a reason, but it's very petty to me. Like, so go ahead, Tip. Go ahead.
So, as this podcast and audience knows, I love squirrels. I love squirrels so much that I have developed, I own like an astrological squirrel signs, okay? That have nothing to do with astrology, but with real life squirrels. So, I love squirrels. Second favorite woodland animal. First favorite rodent. In the iOS operating system, the emoji for a squirrel looks like a cross between a chipmunk and a squirrel, okay? I do not like that. When you have a little search bar, right?
Right, yeah.
And you type in squirrel, and it looks like this weird mishmash between like a squirrel and chipmunk. So I asked the internet. I was like, why does a squirrel emoji in iOS look like a chipmunk? And I got a response, actually, and the person was like, you know, there's some squirrels that have markings that kind of look like chipmunks. They had a picture that said, picture not mine, you know, cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, I kind of see it. I was like, but why is it when you search squirrel and chipmunk in the search bar, it comes with the same emoji?
I see.
And they said,
you're saying they fall under the same blanket.
Fall in the same blanket.
Yeah.
And they responded with, a chipmunk is a type of squirrel.
Oh,
and I will never be the same.
I did not know that.
I bet you were mad.
I hate that. I hate it.
Oh, I love chipmunks, though.
They are different. They're different.
They are different.
They're like both Tom and Jerry. They own squirrels. They had squirrels? No.
Wait, Tom and Jerry? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Rocky and Chip and Dale?
Chip and Dale.
Jesus Christ.
That famous chipmunk and squirrel
Tim
show.
One's a cat and the other are Tom and Jerry. Dancers.
Yeah, it's a type of ground squirrel.
Hey, in my defense, Tom and Jerry are not squirrels.
One of them is a rodent. That's why I was like, what is he talking about?
I think he's talking about Alvin and the Chipmunks or something.
No, I was talking Chip and Dale. They bring dishonor to the squirrel kind. Okay, dishonor.
I have my squirrel sign for you, Tim. Today.
Oh.
I was on my walk, and a squirrel was up in a tree shaking a bunch of leaves. It was really weird. I was like, what is that sound? And I like looked up into a tree, and there was a squirrel on a big branch with his front paws on like a tiny stick with like two dead leaves on it, and he was just shaking it. Like, I was like, what is it doing? And it saw me and it ran away. So
I think he was trying to I think he was casting a spell on you.
I think he was like, oh no, he saw me.
Like, I thought it was a squirrel like running around in the leaves on the ground. So I was like,
right,
where's this squirrel that's flipping out in the leaves? And I saw nothing. And then I like looked up and it was just shaking the stick with two leaves on it.
That's amazing.
So I don't know what that means, but that was my squirrel sign today.
The official reading of that one is that is called the tree shaking squirrel. Okay,
so it sounds like you just made it up.
Oh, God.
The tree shaking squirrel indicates that you're the type of person who doesn't mind stirring up things that ultimately lead to a good cause, such as dead leaves that must fall for new life to grow.
I like it.
I just want to get
also
the
weirdly, it says you hate whistling.
That's probably true. I'm gonna get the squirrel note on the podcast. I want to interview them.
Don't worry, he got hit by a car probably.
No,
He was taking out some sort of anger somewhere. Someone stole his favorite buried nut. I don't know.
I'm sorry to tell you this, Jake, but we definitely know because it was me. Irrational hatred for me. That's hard for me to think of anything off the top of my head. I've never liked the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, but do you hate them?
Yeah,
no, I can't say I hate them.
Right,
just
yeah.
Never really been my music.
Oh, yeah. The Grateful Dead. All right. I wouldn't say I don't think I'm a Grateful Dead fan, but I listen to their stuff. It's on. I'll vibe to it.
I played with a guy. Couple towns over, we were part of the open mic scene, and all he wanted to play was Grateful Dead hits, and it was the most boring thing ever.
Okay,
all right, let's play this jam music for 14 minutes in a bar where everybody wants us to play something energetic, but
yeah,
it'll piss everybody else off, and then nope, we're just playing this. All right,
yep.
Okay, so well, that's where it's coming from.
Yep, it all makes sense. And tell me, Jonathan, how did that make you feel?
Bored.
Did the Grateful Dead make you think of your mother?
I fucking hope not. Jesus. No, they make me think of whippets and waking up in parking lots.
Oh, God.
I have two. And I have one that is no reason, and then the other one is like with Tim, where it kind of has a reason. My one no reason is just lima beans. I don't like them at all. That I think they're weird. I think that they just are filled with pus, and that's just gross to me.
They taste weird. They taste a little weird too if they're not done right.
So, yeah, my grandmother could make a mean baked lima bean casserole.
I don't know if this is like true, but I feel like my first childhood vegetable that I liked was lima beans. I have a memory of expressing my love for lima beans at a very young age. I think that was my like random.
You this loved is, lima beans and you hated whistling. You were a weird fucking kid.
I like lima beans. I did. I just slather them in butter and pour a bunch of salt on them and just I'd go.
Oh, I have an unfortunate reality to tell you. You like butter.
Oh, God, I love butter.
But my mom always said that I was a weird kid because I liked Raisin Bran as a kid. And every kid was like, oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch or, you know, this or that. And I was like, I want Raisin Bran.
I think that means you were meant to grow up to be an accountant.
I'm in permitting. Is that close?
Yeah, it sounds boring as shit.
It is. Uh-huh. Well, throughout your day as an accountant or a permitter, you could be listening to the Dragon Punch Squad podcast.
Woo!
This episode, of course, brought to you by
Black Oak Workshop, where dice are treasure.
Black Oak Workshop. So, who wants to do a little recap? Because it's been an eventful episode. And does anybody want to do the recap to talk about kind of what happened? There was a lot of combat, but
we fight scum. Scum run away. Dennis and Alang beat us up real good, but we might get them. And there's some floaty light things that put up a fight, but we got them.
Yeah.
Boom. Got it. Oh, Dennis and Alang currently in a chokehold right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You got him. You got him by the nards. So here's the thing. Let's get into it. So you guys have this denizen of Lang by the Nards, holding him there. You don't know how much longer he's got left or whatever. Or he might give up. You feel like you have the upper hand here. But that soul skelm still disappeared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think is going on there?
Skelm's taken off, head north, regrouping.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Probably going to hop his Honda and drive away.
More like a Kia guy, actually.
You see a Ford F-150 drive off.
the only vehicles I approve of are 90s Harleys. Everything else is terrible, and I hate them.
In the back of the F-150, he's a four-wheeler.
Do me a favor, everybody. Update the Wikipedia. I want that to be everybody think that's true about me.
It comes to let's see who is next here in the initiative. It's the Will-O-Wisp turn. So the Will-O-Wisp that is currently invisible is going to take a step, but it's invisible, but you can't see that, and then it's going to attack Laria. So you are off guard to this attack, Laria.
Mm-hmm.
After I make the attack, I will reveal it. 32 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. See what kind of damage. Dude, I'm rolling really good damage on these Will-O-Wisps, man.
Mm.
18 points of electricity damage.
Okay.
So you see as it shocked you with this little like beam of electricity, this little spark, it is directly behind you. So you would be flanked by the Will-O-Wisp and the denizen of Lang at this point.
Okay.
But it goes dark again. Next it comes to the denizen of Lang.
He is restrained.
He is restrained. So being restrained kind of sucks. So you're tied up and can barely move, or a creature has you pinned. You have the off guard and immobilized conditions. You can't use any attack or manipulate actions except to escape or force open your bonds. Restrained overrides grab. So now he has like a jaw attack and stuff like that. I don't even think I could use that. Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah.
No, so. I got him like right on. I'll say just thematically around the neck. Like,
yeah,
just, he can gnash, but he ain't getting me.
He's in a full Nelson.
Full Nelson
with a halfling, nonetheless. Okay, so in which case he is going to just try to escape.
Yeah. He might be good at it.
Okay. He's all right. Not a great roll. 29 athletics.
That's
to try to.
That's fail.
Fail. Okay.
Because my athletics, by the way, Laria, +22.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She is. I would say dense. She's a very muscular halfling.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you lift up all those coffees and stuff all day. You know, yeah. The giant barrels of, you know, all the drinks all day.
I mean, yeah. Okay,
so, bags of beans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, bags of beans. You imagine, you know, like during Oktoberfest, where you see all those the waitresses, and they have like 10 mugs in each hand.
Yep.
Yeah. It's basically that, except with coffee.
Coffee.
Pumpkin spice for days.
That happens every. God damn it, Tim. It's October when pumpkin spice comes out.
Let's see if she can do it again. 29 again, and that's because of the map. So he will use his last action. So as he's like wriggling free, he goes,
"Release me! I will tell you all."
Fat chance of that.
Wait, I want to hear him out now.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
Mialari, it is your turn.
Okay, so we've got a... Can I do a seek for this Will-O-Wisp man? Because I don't think I can do anything else.
You know the location?
Yeah.
That's part of its ability. You just have, like, the DC 11
yep.
to hit. So you don't need to spend the action to seek, which is nice.
Yeah, take care of that damn sparky thing and we can kill this man.
Yeah, I guess I don't have enough movement to... Well, okay. Doing that thing where it's trying to let me move every single pawn.
Remember, if you click and drag to just select yourself, you should be able to release everybody else.
Yeah, okay.
So you're able to... So are you able to move over to it, at least? Or can you just...
Two actions, you can.
Okay. Yeah, I can get over to it with two move actions. Okay. I don't think I'm gonna be able to flank it.
I mean, that's fine. They weren't terribly hard to deal with. It's just
that's true.
It's just the missed chance is really the problem there.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to beat the DC 11. I got a 12.
Whew. Oh, there it is.
Okay. Now I go.
If anybody's got a good crafting, they should just tie him up.
Do I have a good...
I don't have crafting, unfortunately.
No,
nope.
Larry is definitely the one with crafting, but that's coffee specific. So
brew war.
Same people who make coffee can't have other skills?
No.
Nope. No.
It's really hurtful.
Unfortunately, that's going to be a miss with a 6 on the die.
What is it?
Turn. 25.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Okay.
Will-O-Wisp are kind of weird, so.
Yeah, they're wispy. They're hard to hit. Okay. Laria, you got this guy in a full Nelson.
Okay. So in that case, I have to then redo the grab, right?
Oh, to maintain?
Yeah, do I have to? I have to maintain it, don't I?
Yes.
Is that the thing where it's
maintained through this turn, but you automatically release her if you don't attempt to do a grab with any of your three actions. So you can make it third action, but obviously that would take the map if you did other attacks.
Right, right. Okay, so this thing is trying to wiggle out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think what Laria is going to do is just let everyone else kind of deal with him. So she's just going to use her action to keep the grab. Because, okay. I mean, honestly, keeping this thing from trying to fly away, because I don't trust it. Laria doesn't trust it. So, that is a 37 to athletics.
Alrighty.
Athletics are fantastic, by the way.
Yeah. So that is going to be a success. So you managed to hold on to him.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that's all you're doing with your turn.
Yes, that's all yours, Seth Owen.
Nolly, it is your turn first.
Okay, Nolly is going to load and try to hit the Wisp. Nat 1 on the DC 11.
All right.
So don't do that. But no worries. I'm just going to try again. Nat 20 on the check.
On the miss.
DC 11 check. 1 and a 20. Wow.
Cool.
So okay. You saw it real good.
I didn't get the worst and I didn't get the best. Let's hope I land somewhere.
Look on the bright side. When you roll a 1 on the attack, you'll hit me.
Yeah. Hey, 18 on the die, though. So okay. That is a 31.
31. That will be it.
All right.
Wait, 18 on die is 31?
Oh, map.
Right. Map.
Yeah, with the map.
Gotta love the map. Okay. This should be enough. Nope. 7 plus 6, 13, 20 points of bludgeoning damage.
You hit the skull in the center of this thing, you hear it crack, and you hear it like... and it whispers to you.
Ooh. Leave. Leave now. Leave now and you'll live.
The bloody thing is whispering to me. I think I got it. All right, denizen of Long. Willing to hear you out. As long as my companions think you're trustworthy enough. If not, you see Nolly gets another rock ready. I'll knock you right out of the sky.
Okay.
Sir Thorn levels his lance right up to its neck. He's like, start talking.
Fine. Release me. I can't talk.
Oh, that's not a bullshit.
Okay, so, I mean, you're going to maintain it, but let him talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love okay. talk, but I ain't letting go, man.
Okay, yeah. All right, so if you guys are going to let him talk, I'll say the Will-O-Wisp is still doing his thing, though, so you'll still have to take care of that.
Before. Yeah, please kill this.
I didn't kill it?
No. It's
oh.
You hit it. It's just not dead.
All right, so Thorthorn will just then hold his, or delay his turn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to delay. Because I'm.
You
I'm
guys take care of that. Hopefully me and... Yeah. Nolly will be able to take care of this Will-O-Wisp.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is the Will-O-Wisp again. Will-O-Wisp is going to keep stabbing you with this electricity, Laria.
Fucking damn it, man.
How do I roll so good on these things?
Yeah.
It's a 37 to hit.
That's not correct.
14 electricity.
As I said, take care of the damn thing.
miss on the second one, and then it goes dark again.
I fucking hate these things.
It's hard to hit a target you can't really see.
Then is there a Lang's turn? He's just going to... I don't know. He's going to wriggle, but obviously he knows that he's not going to be doing much there.
Wriggle.
Mielari, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to get in a position where I can flank.
There you go.
I'm going to make a flat check. Yep, made it. 13. And then I'm going to try to kill this goddamn thing once and for all. And I'm pretty sure I hit it with a natural 18 on the die. Tim, 18 plus 19.
37.
Yeah, that will be... because it is flanked. That'll be a crit.
Let's go... Heck yeah. Stop this damn thing. Do I still have the 2d8?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember if that had a certain amount of time on it. Or
an hour.
Pretty long.
Yeah. Okay, that's 32 total points of damage.
Okay. It whispers to you very angrily.
I will feast on your eyes.
thing's really not dead yet?
No. This was a fresh one, if you remember.
All right, final strike.
Okay.
Do I have to make the flat check again?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
16.
There you go. Oh.
And for the final strike.
Come on, let's nat 20.
Well, it was a nat 16 again. I rolled 2 16s in a row.
Damn.
Okay, so another hit then.
Yeah. That was not great piercing damage, but hopefully this sneak attack will do better. So that's unfortunately only 18 points of damage.
It had 18 hit points left.
Wow, hey, thank goodness. Go.
Okay. So, as it stands, combat has ended because you guys are holding this denizen of Lang and he is completely restrained by Laria.
All right, start talking.
Do you wish to know about my business?
What does it have to do with the Scarlet Triad?
Is that group over to the east? I know nothing of them.
Nothing?
No.
You don't deal with them at all?
No, my compatriot here that you've run off was my only contact. He devoured the souls. I used the bodies.
So he had a deal with the Scarlet Triad.
I know not his business, only the business between us.
Do you know where he's gone?
Run, like a coward, most likely.
Kind of shouts into the tower.
Mialari, can you do any detection on the tower? See if he's there.
I don't really have any detection spells. Do you want me to just go look for him?
Maybe just like detect magic or something. If you walked over there.
Yes, then I can manage. I will
all right.
Begin.
So, well,
yeah, maybe you'll let me go alone.
Yeah, Nali's got pretty good range, so I think Nali might stay with the denizen of Lang. Because she wants to ask it. We came over here because the prisoners back east of here said that they're trapped. A reason to believe that your companion, the Skelm, has something to do with it. Do you know if there's any way to break the curse that's upon them? Or must it be his life for their freedom?
Oh, he put a curse on them, did he? Oh, he is devious indeed. No, I always wondered how he kept getting them to feed him, these people. I assume whatever curse he put on them was juicy indeed.
It's like every time that he starts like kind of cackling, she'll like choke up. Like,
where will you go after this? Back to your plane? Will he continue to haunt here?
I see no business here anymore. On to the next place now. I'm but a budding fruit in this business.
Tech startup, got it.
I don't know too much about where you come from, where you're going. But are part of a strange and twisted ecosystem of some kind. Don't know whether or not it's worth it to kill you or not.
My home is elsewhere. Just started in this business. It's been nearly,
he kind of thinks up,
1,000 years perhaps for me.
God, what a baby.
So what you're saying, then, is that if we kill you now,
I'll just go back there.
You might destroy me here, but where I go, there's plenty more.
And then just raises her hoe with a rock and just finishes them off.
just send me on a one-way ticket.
Whoop-ah!
So, while you guys have been talking, he's slowly been healing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, he has regeneration.
Yeah. So, hold on, let me see.
I know that Sir Thorne had, like, the tip of the spear, like, to his throat.
It was a lance, Tim.
Lance, sorry. Dang. Second time.
Yeah.
Maybe even the third.
So, I mean, yeah, if you guys just want to, like, take him out thematically, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you take him one-way trip, and we'll help you out, get you back home safe and sound. And, yeah, just kill him. I mean, honestly, you could just do it like Larry just crushes his windpipe. I mean, goddamn.
And you just hold it there until the life leaves him. Mm-hmm. So his clothes just kind of like slump. They seem to be moving magically when he was alive, but now they just sort of are at rest. Hmm. And he begins, if you sit there and just watch, his body begins to dissolve.
Weird.
Into just mist. Leaving all of his clothes, leaving, like, he had, like, a kukri and stuff on him, you know, the gems and everything like that. And you get the feeling that this was just some sort of laying projection onto the material plane. Like, yeah. Like he didn't seem all that panicked when you were killing him.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they are. I mean,
they're just go back to dreamland.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I picks up the gems, like, this will be good for our captives. Once they're freed, they'll need a fresh start.
Is there anything else on him? Take his clothes. We're like, I mean, these clothes look cool, but...
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking.
They're pretty fly.
He does have a plus one striking kukri.
Plus one striking?
Uh-huh. And then, of course, the Leng Ruby that he was holding.
Right.
The Leng. Do we know anything about the Leng Ruby? Like what that does? Spellstone. I mean,
go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and roll me a cult. Whoever has that.
Also, I'll go ahead and take the kukri. It's better than what I have. I just have a dagger for close range. So
okay.
Yeah, I got nothing in a cult. Okay. So
I do.
That's Sir Thorne?
No.
I do not have a cult.
Okay.
I got a 29.
29, just enough. You know that, so this Leng Ruby, many denizens of Leng carry strange rubies mined from quarries in Leng. Any denizen of Leng can target that creature. With a few different spells. The first one is something called... I don't know if you want to go into this, but the spells are pretty cool. One of them is Phantom Pain, which I casted on you, Nolly. Another one is something called Outcast Cursed, which I was going to try to cast on you, Laria, but I couldn't cast any spells while it was restrained. It pretty much makes it so if you fail it, you take misfortune on anything related to deception, diplomacy, intimidation, or performance checks.
Damn, all the things I use.
And any creatures you encounter have an initial attitude toward you of one step worse.
Oh, no. Well,
so
there goes
your coffee
business
would have been actually in trouble.
I like to think when you get the outcast curse put upon you, you just can't stop singing Bombs Over Baghdad.
Why?
Why this? Last one is they can cast mind reading. So, yeah, and they can cast it at a range of 1 mile.
Good lord.
Yeah. So yeah, if they can like focus on a certain creature, then they can like read its mind for a great distance. And they always have like advantage on like if a creature with the ruby specifically, when they go to use that, they always have advantage on, or it's always one step better for them in terms of like knowing if somebody's reading your mind. Because there's always that success of like, you think someone read your mind, but with the Lang Ruby, if you use that as like the channel, then it automatically is one step less. So, cool. Very cool. Very, very powerful thing. But yeah, all it's specific to denizens of Lang. They're all, they're acclimated and stuff like that to this thing. So, anyway, yeah, that's all he had besides just his clothes and the kukri.
All right, I can start scanning this tower, but I certainly don't want to be doing it alone.
Also, I am going to try heal me and Nolly right now.
Oh yeah, I'm very hurt.
I am very hurt as well. So, I'll use up all those potions we got. Because, honestly, I think it's a good idea.
I can do some lay on hands as well.
Yes,
please do.
Okay.
How many potions did we have? Because...
the ones you got from the Slaver's Quarter?
Yeah. It was like four of them, right? Or no?
If only I listened back to a few episodes
ago. God, I didn't.
Did anybody? No.
Okay. We got 10 of them, I think, all right?
No, that's... double digits is... Hard pass. I want to say it was two or three. Mm-hmm. So I mean, if you want to use those, you can. But you could also just make your brew your coffee.
Yeah.
You know,
I can do that as well. Okay. Either or. So, if we sit around here for a bit, I mean, for every so much.
Yeah.
So. So yeah, let me do that. While. We investigate, I guess. I'll kind of like do it on the side.
Okay. Mialari, you were approaching. So this tower, when you approach, you see that there's a drawbridge that has clearly just been broken. Like, you see me pinging right here?
Mm-hmm.
So this clearly was a drawbridge at some point and was just broken, and then they just kind of laid it across. So it's spanning that small gap there, right? When you approach it, you approach a what was a portcullis, but has been knocked down. You go inside to the first floor. You see what appears to be living quarters of some kind. They are extremely rough. It looks like a bed of moss and hay, maybe some fur of some kind. You see what appears to be bones of creatures that whatever this the soul scum have been eating for who knows how long. We also find a lot of like personal effects. You find rings, you find gems, you find necklaces. None of them extremely valuable, a few gold a piece maybe. But it looks like he was just collecting like personal effects from people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Casting detect magic, what do I find?
So this, one thing that you immediately notice when you do detect magic is that this whole area seems to have a sort of, illusory essence to it. Which considering if you look outside, you can still see the heavy rain far off. So this seems to have some sort of dimensional illusion thing where it's just sort of like its own pocket thing. And so, it's almost blinding at first. You're just like, "Whoa, okay." There's a lot of magic here that he's cultivated over, you know, who knows how long. But so there's some illusion magic. There's some necromancy, and a lot of it seems very latent. But that's like the main thing that you notice as you're just sort of like in the area. It's just like there's this like overarching illusion magic.
All right, I don't see a big red off switch, do I?
No. You don't see any switches. You don't see any levers.
All right. I'm not going any higher than the first level until somebody else comes with me.
Hey, Nolly, heal 47 for you right now. I'm only doing three per each of us right now.
Okay.
So that's 47 for you, and I did 45
I'm for like me. About halfway now.
Okay, so I'll keep doing that unless we should move.
I say let's catch up with Mielari.
Yeah, like, yep. And if things kind of seem calm, then I'll make a couple more.
Then we'll. Exactly. I agree.
Okay. So as you guys get in, you see all the same things that he was seeing.
Oh god.
All these tokens are dancing.
They are Mielari got thrown into the swamp.
Okay, so you guys get into the first floor. Like I said, you see all the same things that they saw. Mm-hmm. When you get up to the second floor, you can kind of see on the map how it's like half of a floor.
Yeah.
And you can see the stairs that go up. So it only goes up to the second floor, and then the third floor is just gone. Like, it's just not there anymore. When you get up there, you see two noticeable things. You see what appears to be a box with a lock on the front of it.
Uh-huh.
And you can also see near the window where they had looked down on you as you came up. You see a body that the denizen of Lang was holding that is clearly wrapped up, mummy style. And furthermore, as you guys go up, roll me perceptions as you get up here.
Alrighty.
25.
Forgot to get my dice out. What game am I playing?
33.
Ooh.
3?
Oh! That's a good one.
Oh, natural 20 for a 39.
Dang!
I'm revved up on coffee right now, alright?
Yeah, really?
I'm vibrating.
I hear it all.
I can't handle my coffee. Nala is a little too jittery.
36.
Okay. So, easily enough, you guys come up here, and as you kind of come up here with the creaky boards and everything like that, everything feels very uneasy. Everything feels very, like, you could tell this guy was tiptoeing, stepping everywhere. He's very, very gentle with his steps. And you begin walking up, and clearly the body over on the southeastern side near the window kind of catches your attention. But Laria, as you take a step up and people are kind of walking in front of you, you like hold people back because you hear somebody breathing.
Wait. Hold on.
That's what you hear, is this very light, frantic breathing.
Is it... Does it sound like the skull?
Sound like the skull. It doesn't. It didn't have the same
labor. Like,
yeah, yeah. Not like that. No, the sounds more panicked rather than like emotionally labored.
Gotcha.
Unwrap that body.
Huh. Seem we have someone up here. Panic.
So you begin approaching the body. But you recognize that there's up here on the north, there's like a curtain that's sort of like loosely hung across, and you can see as the whatever angle you're at, and you can hear the breathing coming from that. And it sounds like somebody's behind this curtain.
Yeah. She'll look at Sir Thorn, kind of point directly towards the curtain, and creep up with stealth.
Nolly will quietly get a rock ready.
Okay.
So Thorne's gonna just stay put because he's loud.
That's low roll for me. 29 for stealth.
Okay.
I mean, if they're panicked, they might not be paying attention. Who knows? So, creeping up.
All right. You begin creeping up, and the closer you get, the more your natural 20 perception is telling you that he is definitely coming from behind here. And it sounds like low to the floor. So probably around your height, actually, now that I think about it, but
checking just for the hell of it, traps.
No traps.
Nothing. Oh yeah, with the
perception.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just just taking precautions, you know? These people are not the friendliest people.
No.
Alright, so she'll just keep going up. Who's there?
You call out and you just hear someone. It sounds like they're trying to like hold their breath now, like they realize they were breathing a little heavy.
Mm.
And now it sounds like they're trying to like suppress it.
No. You'll be okay. We're here to help. Assuming you're not with that gangly fellow. And she's going to roll diplomacy.
Okay.
So 34.
Okay. You everybody in the room seems to feel the compassion coming off of you. In this, you're clearly trying your best to like calm this person down from the other side of the curtain.
Have a drink.
Hey, you're anxious. Have some coffee.
Have some coffee. No. Have some chamomile tea. Okay.
Malari's like, yes, come out. And she's still holding her rapier.
Oh, no one will hurt you.
It appears that they're still just like holding their breath. Or trying
to. Peel back the curtain or what, Larry? I can't hold this sling here like this forever. Got a stone ready to put through the skull if it's a monster.
I'm ready to kill what's ever behind this curtain.
I'll kill whoever comes out from behind that curtain.
Nolly, read the room.
I mean, she's just...
Yes, compassion oozing all over her.
Yeah, she's just jittery, like, can't even hold the potion.
Yeah. If you remember, Nolly failed perception, hopped up on, like, 4 cups of coffee. She's ready. A little twitchy.
Bloodless. Got a 45 caliber rock in the sling, ready for whatever's behind that curtain.
I've never felt so focused in my life.
Well, she's just going to slowly move the curtain back. And also be careful, like, just in case someone tries to, like, stab out or, you know, swing a club.
I'm sure. So you peel the curtain back slowly but surely, and this curtain has, like, holes in it, and so whatever light is coming through is sort of dappling the back wall. And as you peel the curtain back, you can kind of
see... BAM! Nolly launches a stone and crashes against the wall.
I'm sorry.
And knocks one supporting stone out and it all collapses. You peel the curtain back slowly and you can see a figure sitting behind there sort of in an upright fetal position up against the wall. And this person is played by Willem Dafoe specifically from The Lighthouse.
Oh, Jesus.
And he is just staring dead on. Like, he hasn't looked at you the entire time that you've been clearly moving the curtain.
You didn't kill a seabird, did you?
He's just in this squatted position, kind of like rocking.
Oh.
Rocking back and forth ever so slightly. Just... It looks like he has lived thousands of lifetimes with whatever he's been through.
This guy could use some coffee.
Here. Oh, hold on. Let me help you up here. And she's gonna make... Oh, God. What type of tea do I want to make? Wow, not that one. I'm looking, alright? I'm looking.
Yeah, give him the occult one. Give him the one that opens his mind to the occult.
What is this, influencer tea? God, so
open
great
the
therapy.
Third eye. let's see. Well, let's see. I got energized tea? Covenant tea? Oh, actually...
You got, you got sleepy time?
The sleepy time tea with the bear?
No, the covenant... which is apparently a cult.
Apparently.
No, like, I think that's actually a legit thing.
No, it is.
Yeah. it's funny as hell. Like, what? okay, so I'm looking at this one that it's Covenant Tea.
Mm-hmm.
And that one actually works benefits diplomacy checks and add to perception checks for 10 minutes. So she's going to prepare a covenant tea.
Okay.
For this, because this would seem like a calming, enjoying the covenant with a shared beverage.
Right, right. So that they're like a place of safety.
Yes.
So you prepare this, and he doesn't really take it, so you kind of have to like.
Oh yeah, guide it into his hand. Well, yeah, guide it like grab his hands.
Yeah.
Waterboard him with the tea.
Waterboard it with him. Use the broken curtain.
You get into his mouth, and he takes a sip, and he goes, "It's a pistachio," and he perks right up. No, he feels better. You can tell that his heart palpitations have sort of slowed, but he's still like he hasn't blinked this entire time. Like he's just in constant panic and fear, and he's just like. He knows everything. He knows more than the gods themselves about me. He keeps me here. And he can barely get any words out. Like anything that he says is over like a minute.
Why does he keep you here? Did he ever say?
He said the fear. The fear we all have that we don't know about. He says it tastes much better when it's on the surface.
Sir Thorin sticks his lance into the ground. He approaches, and he puts a hand on the man's back. He's like, the creature is gone. We can take you to safety now. And he's now in my champion's aura, which is combating his frightened. And he's just being, it's like, it's okay, you can come with us.
We are here to free you. As you go to reach for him, he points up behind you, up on the wall, and he goes, and you all turn around and you see the Solskjelm, the sort of silhouette of him on the wall.
Ooh.
Perched over and just staring at each of you.
Oh, what a bastard.
Here, I will reveal it now. So you can
see
him on the wall. And he just says, My way of life. It has remained sacred, profane to me. And you ruined it. You've ruined my delicious meals. Every week. I got to savor the fear that is within each one. Now, what will I do? What will I do in this time? I had it so good. He leaps down to the first floor.
Alright, I guess it's time to kill this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Thorin wants to rip his lance out of the ground and then just skyward dive onto this dude.
Alright, so he leapt backwards, so like kind of like you know, hot frog off down. To the outside, yeah. So he went out of view there. What do you guys want to do in this moment? You don't know where he's going. You don't know. What do you think's going on? Let me ask that.
We have to kill him.
That's a good chance of that. I can also cast calm emotions on this guy if we think I need to.
We could circle back. To that. I don't think he's going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. And if he runs, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
How champion-like of you.
how very un-Sir Thorin of you.
Well, I guess if he runs, he's not here anymore, which is, I guess, a good thing.
Sir Thorin pulls his lance up. Hey, fuck this guy. Let's go.
I think that's been a Kezra slipping through on the Sir Thorin moral compass.
Kezra,
wait,
he's a champion.
Before we leave this panicking denizen, let's go through his pockets.
He doesn't need these pants.
Stop! Those are my only pants.
Sir Thorin grabs his lance. He's like, "Let's hunt some skelm." And he just takes off down
the stairs. And all of a sudden, jittery and loaded. So, she's rushing down.
We'll be back. Okay. We'll be back for you.
We'll make sure you don't have to... we'll make sure you don't have to suffer for too long. We'll put you out of your misery.
All right, so you guys go running out.
I'm hot on Sir Thorn's heels.
Hilaria just puts the curtain back.
just leave it there.
This might be better for you, actually.
All right. Okay, so you guys go running out. I'll say you get to the outside of the tower. Are you going out the front door, or do you guys want to jump out where he jumped?
How far is it falling wise?
I mean it's only like I would say 15, but I think the towers are higher than that.
Yeah, I'm rushing down the stairs.
Okay. So you get out. And let's see, you come out near the door where the drawbridge was, and you guys can see him off in the distance. He's on like where you guys sort of approached that little island that you guys were.
Oh, okay. Wait, he's okay. Over there. Weird.
Yes.
Why the fuck did he get? Okay, whatever. I was like, why did he jump that way?
How did he get there so fast?
Because it was cinematic.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're going on front door, so I'd be here. I can get a shot off on him.
So Thorne's just going to, he's going to bolt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think I provide covering fire is my plan. So while you guys charge into getting close, I'll kind of, you know, get in range, lob a shot, keep moving that way.
All right, so the Nolly is going to stay pretty much on the broken drawbridge while the rest of you are going to run at him.
Yeah, sounds like it. Keeping in range, but yeah.
Okay. So he is he's going to be standing there while you guys go running.
Huh.
I want you all. Let's place you all kind of together, and then I do want you guys to roll initiative at this point, just because.
It's a
every round here with the movement and stuff like that will matter. Mm-hmm. So let me go ahead and get this Will-O-Wisp out of here.
He's just standing there, menacingly.
all right. Let me go ahead and get. How do I? Oh, there we are. Reroll initiative on this guy. Okay. All right, going down the list, Laria, what'd you get?
Good question. All right, let's do a good roll here.
33. Okay. Mialari, what'd you get?
30.
Nolly got... A 31.
And Sir Thorn?
21.
21. Okay. So the Solskjelm, like I said, he's on that island across the way, so there's some difficult terrain to get through, but he's like all the way over there. To your point, it doesn't make sense that he got over there. With just like the speed and the difficult terrain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead with the top of the round. Laria, it is your turn.
God damn. All right. Oh, okay. So all move actions. Let me help figure this out. I know how to use a ruler, Foundry. Thank you.
it's like you want to use this?
Well, if I go... Shit, there's difficult terrain, isn't there?
Yeah, the Foundry's not going to calculate difficult terrain.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think here. And I don't want to be right next to him. So she's going to use three actions. Two actions to get to this point, basically.
Okay, so you're a little south of him, a little southwesty.
Yes.
and and well, let me see what else I got here. Deception, societies. Damn it! I thought I had intimidation, but I guess not. She's going to, why not, pull out potion, I guess.
Okay. Nolly, it is your turn.
Okay. Nolly's in range. Gonna make the check. I believe it's a DC 5, because there's a lot of fog. Alright, first attack did not hit it. Natural 3.
Okay.
Of course. Switching dice.
Sounds right.
Alright, nat 20 to get the DC 5.
The DC
love
5?
That.
Yep.
I love how I had two nat 20s on flat checks. That's just how I live my life these days,
that
I guess.
Fog does not mean nothing to you.
And I rolled a little poopy. So a 22 from...
Yes, that's good.
Oh, actually, I wouldn't be able... I'm not hasted anymore, so it would have been a... I said I was preloaded. So
Yeah.
It's still all the same. I missed.
I was going to say, I assume you preloaded, because we're smart, but yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. All right, well, that's my turn.
Okay. So, Mialari, it's your turn.
This sucks. I mean, what are the chances that's not actually him?
There's definitely a chance.
I'm getting that strong vibe here.
Yeah. If you could get close enough to detect magic, that might help.
I mean, I could try. Are we just counting this entire map as difficult terrain, or is it just off of in the bog area?
In anywhere there's water.
All right. Okay. I can get... I mean, I can't get close enough to detect magic. I mean, I can get close enough, but then I'm going to have to end my turn there. Because I can't get close enough and detect magic in the same turn. God, I hate difficult turns. If I get any closer, he's going to be able to get to me. My next turn, I'll be able to do something. God, I hate this. All right, yeah, that's going to have to be my turn. I moved halfway towards him.
Okay. Oh.
Riveting radio.
It is the Sol Scum's turn. He is going to... he sees Laria. Oh, let me remove the denizen of playing this while I see still on the field.
He's back.
There's a lot of bodies on the field.
Back again. Langboy's back. Tell it for us.
Yeah, he came back. He was like, oh, I forgot my car keys. Oh, damn it.
Oh, sorry. I took them already.
I'm interrupting.
Those are Honda keys.
So we drive in Lang.
They last forever.
Soul Scalm. He lowers his head in with those antlers, and with like an anger, he's like, and he runs at you, Laria.
Oh no!
And he's going to try to antler you.
That's a great verb, antler you.
Antler you. 40 to hit.
Jesus.
She is going to use her try again to give her a +2, so it's not a crit.
Okay.
So it's like she's going to try to move out of the way, but still gets, like, hit. But
yeah,
it's not as fatal.
Okay. Let me see something here. This attack has a lot of stuff going on.
Sure does.
Yeah, those antlers are like, they add, like, 2 feet to his height.
Dang.
Like, they're really, really big. Okay, so...
Nice rock.
Well, guys, good news. It's not a fucking illusion.
Right? Bad news, Lari is dead.
Bad news, I'm about to get stabbed.
Oh.
Okay, so you take only 5 points of damage.
Oh, fuck.
But then he's going to try and knock you down.
Oh.
Which is, like, the other part of this.
Oh,
So he goes up and like rips this antler upwards. And it deals damage. And then
it's fortitude against my fort, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Or athletics. I can't remember.
So do go ahead and roll for that. Is up about 25. Not nearly enough.
Wow.
So a very bad roll, but yeah. So he goes up and slashes one way, and he slashes the, another way to try to do it again. And then a 21, so he misses. So he goes up and slashes, and you feel it rip into you, and you're like, oh god, feels like a pain you've never felt before.
I've never felt that pain before.
And then he goes to like lash back a different direction. And that is his turn. It comes to Sir Thorn.
It's like he's feral, like
almost. Yeah.
Alright. I'm gonna roll, and then I'm gonna tell you what happens here.
Okay.
Sick.
Sir Thorn uses the cloak of the Montblanc.
So Sir Thorn Sir Thorn is shut up. Sir Thorin at the bottom of the tower just across the little drawbridge. He will take off running. He'll get right here to the end of this like other portion of this stone brick rip bridge.
Okay.
And he will attempt a long jump, which I rolled I rolled a 33. So that means I leap a number of distance equal to my check rounded down to the nearest 5. So I leap all the way 30 fucking feet to get within 10 feet of this guy, and I fucking skewer the shit out of him with this lance.
Okay.
So I jump over over the swamp 30 feet.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Let's fucking go. So I'm gonna roll.
Okay, that is the most underutilized skill ever.
I was like, how can I get closer? I was like, can I jump over the swamp? And I looked at long jump and I'm like, I have a really good athletic skill.
Depends on athletics.
So, John.
Yeah. All right, John, the new meta for Benson, jump everywhere.
Leap.
Leap. Just jump.
Just use the Diablo leap ability.
You'll be the flying cannonball. All right, so here's the attack.
Come on, nat 20. We need a sweet nat 20 after that.
Not a nat 20, but should be good enough. 33.
33 is a hit, yeah.
Heck yeah.
God, that was super cool. A failure is you just do a normal leap, so it's like there's really no reason not to do it. All right,
and with John rolling, it's only going to be crit.
Yes, now, right? You're just going to be leaping 30, 35 feet everywhere you fucking go. It's two actions, but you get a stride and the jump with the two actions. So you move.
So it's like you get like double, because Ben's moving speed is like 15.
Oh, wait a second,
feet.
Hold on. Let me make sure there's something in here about going your full distance. You can't jump farther than your land speed. Oh fuck, that I'm 5 feet back. Damn, so I don't get the attack in because I can't go 30 feet. I can only leap 25 feet, so.
Okay, so not good for Benson. It's not a way to cheat your movement. I guess I'd be a little.
Yeah, no.
I was about to say, there seems like there's literally no downside to this. Why are we walking anywhere?
We should all just long jump everywhere.
You can do the oblivion jump everywhere.
Yep,
but
it's good for getting over difficult terrain. Or
yes. Does sound like
so.
That.
Was that two actions to get to that spot?
Two actions to get to that spot. So from here,
flank.
Yeah, I will move into flanking with my last action.
Nice.
All right,
good call.
Laria, it's your turn.
Awesome, Laria. Now in flanking. You know, that rack would look pretty good on the wall right now. Unfortunately, no intimidation. Diplomacy. No.
Don't talk about my rack.
Have a nice rack.
Sick rack, bro.
Laria, you're already making the rack jokes. I was going to do that on my turn.
Unfortunately, that was a garbage roll for 27. So even with flanking, that's a mess. So that was one. Trying to hit again.
Ah, nope, that's a mess. What else can I do? Oh, yeah, that's right. I was holding a potion in one hand. She's gonna drink one of her last teas that she has on her.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she had to just prep because now she was, like, rein up, and she's like, oh, he's going to attack me. So that'd be 15 points of healing for me.
Okay.
So I desperately needed that.
All right. So you guys haven't hit this thing yet, right? Because Sir Thorn could only get over, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So okay, yeah. So you guys have hit this thing plenty, you've surrounded this thing, and you feel like you finally got it. Make me perception checks.
Dang.
Now that you're close enough to it.
Ugh.
Thirty-three.
Oh, shit. 33 as well.
Am I close enough to make this check?
Yeah, that's fine.
Then, 36.
It's all one.
Okay. So, as you guys get close to this thing and you're surrounding it and it's clearly, like thrashing back and forth, Lyria, you realize that when you look down, where this thing struck you, your clothes aren't even torn. Sir Thorn, yep. You realize that where he's stepping, there's no dust.
It's a fucking illusion.
God damn it.
And Mialari, you look back and you see Nali standing there. And you see what appears to be that guy that was panicked. Is standing there watching this fight.
I fucking knew it.
I'll see you guys next
time. God damn it.
He pointed at the goddamn wall.
He did.
I guess his guess it was beyond perception.
That I should have hit him.